Why don't you want to begin with that song anymore?
I don't know. I didn't say that.
You did. You said, I want to start from here on out with the new Kanye West song.
No, I did not.
It's the song of our time.
I didn't. It's really horrible, and I can't believe that people like it. Who does like it? I don't. Who does?
I don't know. People who think it's intellectual to like Kanye because it's really bad, but they want to believe they just don't understand it. And if someone else out there says, I do understand that, then they won't appear dumb compared to that person who did comprehend it. But it's just garbage from what I can hear. Although I've heard Kim looks kind of screwable in the video, but also really weird. I'm torn. I've only heard the song because you were playing it and they were making fun of it on Opie and Anthony.
I think everybody's making fun of it. That's the thing.
Most,
like, how is it
people
so
are.
Popular?
I'm just kind of tapped out on like any show that... My only exposure to pop culture is Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't trickle through them to me,
yeah,
I just don't know. My week has been playing Super Meat Boy for the Xbox, a game that came out in 2010.
Oh, it doesn't sound good.
It's one of those dumb, like, hip-programmed games where all the characters have to be weird. Like, there's Professor Baby and Princess Bandage, and then the character's Meat Boy, and he's just a cube of meat.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
I
really
know this
crafty
guy, and he actually used to refer to his ex-girlfriend as a lump of meat. And I was like, so fun. How did
really?
You come up with that? And he said, because while I worked two jobs, she just laid at home in bed all day and did nothing. And
you,
so when he came
up. You sound like you were friends with Theodore Bundy. A lump of meat.
Yeah. And so whenever he would refer to his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, he would say, oh, you mean the lump of meat? And it just always struck me kind of funny. I mean, rather than just, why didn't he just
funny.
Call her lazy?
The lump of meat. The lump of flesh for me to pluck the limbs from, like a crab I'm eating. It sounds creepy. I'm just saying.
It sounds gross.
It sounds like he's that kid who graduated from torturing insects to torture, like, sticking pencils in the ass of the neighborhood strays.
It's funny you should say that, because he really is into insects and reptiles and frogs and lizards. And
any guy, anyone, period, who has a pet that isn't warm-blooded and isn't, like, a fish or a bird, they need to be on a registry like a sex offender. Like, if the only person allowed to have a snake as a pet is Slash.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think we said that before.
I've used that line before, and I'll use it again. Slash holding that boa constrictor in the patience video.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it for snakes. I remember when I was a kid, and I didn't have a Nintendo yet. There's a dude named Paul Johnson in my class.
Yeah.
And he had a dad raising him and his brother and no mom. And my mom was like skeeved out enough letting me hang out with him because of that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah. And they have a python named Monty. And she's like, okay, show's over. I don't care how many. I don't care if he has Karate Kid on the NES. Single dad
done.
And a snake.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to come home bleeding out of your butt. And you're going
to
blame me.
I'm trying to think just the opposite. I'm trying to think if there was anyone where my mom said, whoa, 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 too shady.
Really? Yeah. No.
I can't even think of one.
You would go into the worst houses possible, and your mom would just be like, you think I could cop?
I mean, my mom wasn't really that kind of person. I mean, she's kind of getting a bad rap on this show, but I mean, she was fun and all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course, she's drunk. A drunk parent sounds really fun.
Oh, no. No, they don't.
Here's a 20.
I never got a 20.
Buy me a sangria, and whatever's left you can get in Twinkies.
I might have got a sock full of pennies.
Oh, no. That's real.
And had to count them up at the liquor store.
Is that how you learned your addition and subtraction?
Oh, man. That's when
Because you missed so much school?
No, I actually never missed, really. My mom, I told you, my mom didn't, she didn't allow it. Are you kidding me? You'd be like...
Because child services would have wised up, and then she would have lost you and the checks you represented.
I mean, there could have been a blizzard. My mom's like, are you sure the bus didn't come? I'm like, I can't even see the end of the street.
Duct tape these tennis rackets to your feet. Get marching.
That's right.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank.
That's me.
New episodes of this gorgeous show found every Monday and every Thursday at inpapasbasement.com.
Wow.
Visit that site for aforementioned episodes. All the old episodes. I think we're about to hit 350. I think this is like 348 or something like that. Yeah, I counted it up one day. That's actually a lot of podcasts. Like, every other podcast I see is like, we were on episode 7, guys, going strong. I'm like, oh, call me when the ennui is worn off, young gentleman.
Oh, my.
You can get the iTunes subscription link over at inpapasbasement.com. Please do that. Please subscribe on iTunes. Please rate us on iTunes and download us and just tell everyone about the iTunes stuff. Really, the website can fall off like a lizard's tail that's trapped under the paw of a bobcat. It can just detach. Wow. I don't need the website. I just need the iTunes traffic.
Does that happen?
Yeah, you've never seen like geckos. They have those weird little tails that just detach. And the bobcat's like, I've still got lunch. I've still got lunch. And this tail's just flicking back and forth, spurting blood. And then the newt is just scampering away like, you dumb bastard.
No, I never did that.
Yeah, they can regenerate their tails, except the new tail is always nubblier. And then it's like losing your pinky nail. Like each time it comes back successively smaller.
Really?
Yeah. I got a pinky tail, pinky
nail.
So
that's how you'd
know
the man of danger. You'd like, oh, look at him. He's got a nub.
If you looked at my left pinky toe, you'd think I was out there lighting the world on fire, grabbing that tiger by the tail.
Oh, my.
My voice is a little weird because we missed recording Friday. My lungs are very shot. They're still kind of bad.
That's not even true.
I realized I'm sick all the time because I eat nothing healthy.
Yeah.
And so instead of going to the doctor's office and getting my yearly antibiotics.
Yeah.
Like a clap patient.
I got you.
I just went and bought $10 worth of pineapple from Giant, like an idiot who read something on the internet, which I may have been. And I ate all of that and woke up pretty chipper the next day, and I'm still good.
Yeah.
A little bit of a cough, a little bit raw, but.
I haven't even noticed it till right now.
Really?
You just did a fake one.
Really?
For your listeners. What, are you trying to get some sympathy chocolate?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like Kurt Schilling going out to pitch that game, and I put the red marker on my sock. I'm like, guys, the dead man's ligament in my leg is acting up, but I'm here for you.
That's right. Oh, my.
I just want to declare right now we're going to end all stereotype-based humor.
Okay.
On this show.
Oh, my.
I know it's been a favorite of ours, especially you. You love that N.
Yeah, okay.
Mother N this, effing N that.
Right, that's me.
I don't like that.
Everybody knows that's me.
I mean, I was kind of along for the ride because you're my friend.
Yeah, okay.
I had my brain, my mind was just blown a couple minutes ago. I was in the crapper.
Right.
And I strut in to take my little nervous dog pee that I do before every show.
Yeah.
Like, I can have a thimble full of water. And before the mic goes on, I'm just like, tee, I have the tinkle. And I get in there, and there's an old codger stumbling out of the stall.
Yeah.
Literally putting his shirt on. And I immediately breathe through my mouth, and I'm like, there's no way it doesn't smell like Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment in here. Two serial killer references under first 10 minutes.
Let me just think. Can you imagine having to work out something so that you worked up a sweat that you had to remove your shirt? Why didn't you just come out and go in the women's bathroom? If I see someone coming out with a sweatband.
Well, you can pull a Howard Highland.
Wringing out their shirts. I don't even want to know what they did in the toilet.
And just crap in the cripple crapper.
Oh, God.
That's what Howard does. He likes a solo show. So unless we're having a hand-in-hand piss.
Yeah.
He'll take the crippy crapper.
Is there a crippy crapper in there?
Oh, yeah.
In the men's room?
No. There's a unisex crippy crapper between the men's room and the women's room. #crippy crapper. Use that.
Oh, I never went past the women's room. So yeah. I don't even know what's down there.
There is a veritable paradise of metal bars for you to monkey hang off of if you want to.
I mean, every time you go in the woman's bathroom, it smells like somebody slapped you in the face with your grandmother's Gina Tay powder puff or something. It's like this just.
Better what you get slapped with in the men's room.
But then I think, you know, what are they trying to cover up?
Well, yeah,
it makes you nervous.
All air fresheners just smell like feces and air freshener. Yeah. Nothing actually eats odor.
Oh, my goodness. I just went to the bathroom, what was it, last night, and it smelled like
they
were.
That's the last time you went to the bathroom?
No, a public bathroom at Panera. Okay. And this particular one smelled like they were boiling feet in there.
Wow.
Like, I was just like.
What's funny, though, is you walk in and. You never want to not breathe it. You always there's that moment where you're like, I gotta take one breath through my nostrils.
No.
I gotta oh really?
Uh-uh.
I'm always like, I gotta do a tester. And lo and behold, with this old guy, I'm like, this is gonna be a paint peeler.
Yeah.
There's no way he's not responsible for like the rust at the base of the stall. And I breathe in.
Well, he had to remove his shirt.
No more odor than a piece
of
warm
toast. I've
never
gone to the bathroom and worked up a sweat that I had to remove clothes.
Oh, he was so feeble. Like, you would have thought it would be like that zombie. I'm trying to remember Return of the Living Dead, I think, where the guy goes to take her. No. Dead Girl. Is it Living Dead Girl?
I have no idea.
Oh, it was like a flick on Netflix for a while where these guys find a zombie chick in like a sewer and they just chain her down and keep banging her.
Mm.
Yeah, because apparently that part still works.
Yeah.
And then she bites one of the guys on his stomach and he goes to take a crap at school. He's like, I got the tummy rumblies. And he literally takes like a zombie crap, like his intestines fall out of his ass. And then you just see him like crawling off.
That's
almost cute. Like the T-800 at the end of the first Terminator. He's like crawling away from the stall with his entrails out like a raccoon tail.
Oh, nice. No, I haven't seen that.
That's what I expected this old codger to be capable
That's
of.
That's the kind of movies we endorse on this show.
Yeah, Dead Girl, where you just a zombie prostitute, if you will.
Yeah.
A zombie rape victim.
Ugh.
Bites a kid who craps his guts out in school.
Yeah, not cool.
And nothing.
Yeah.
So through that, I've realized all racial prejudice,
yeah,
feigned or otherwise, is wrong.
Yeah.
The genders are equal. The French can fight.
I gotcha.
Asians can dunk.
I gotcha.
If an old man can take a dump like that.
Where he had to remove clothes.
Oh, like construction was being done.
It's never happened to me. Although I did send you a photo and I did learn something about myself.
The photo you just showed me?
No.
The lovely. Oh, am I not allowed to talk about that?
Don't get people in trouble.
I'm not saying who sent you the photo. You just literally said, hey, here's a photo I just got.
It's called, let's call it Swirl. That's it.
Yeah. Are you down with the swirl in a certain orifice?
The end.
Babies could have been made that way.
Oh, anyway. But if you recall, I did send you a photo. Do you remember what that photo was of?
Sent me lots of like weird photos that like guys who try to pick you up are just like, hey, here's me piping my girlfriend. And then you're like, hey, look at this. I'm like, oh, she's cute, I guess.
Okay, let me refresh your memory. Here we go. I have to show you this. I learned something, sort of. And I'm wondering why the internet wasn't more helpful, or maybe I just don't know how to use Google, which could be both. Oh, my. Let's see here.
You should try Ask Jeeves. That's a young up-and-comer. I think Google's days are numbered, personally.
What? So there's this photo right here. Oops.
I'm waiting. This is compelling. I know that what's great is there's silence, and then the payoff is going to be visual. Which is great for radio.
This photo.
Oh, yeah. It just looks like hot sauce driblets on a white surface. It's like the beginning of Dexter where he's eating the eggs.
Yes, that's exactly
why. Why am I looking at it?
Because that is the result of
eating. The Kool-Aid man's ejaculate is.
It is the result of too many cashews. That's what happens.
Oh, is that like from the inside of a turlet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be my stool.
That's yours? Is there a reason you have orange blood? Because more than cashews causing you to defecate blood, I'm worried about the color of your blood, which looks like melted creamsicle.
That's what happens. Listen, I went to the bathroom.
Also, anytime you ever wonder to my mom why you're single again, it's photos like that.
Wait a second. This is why I'm single? I should put this on Facebook right now.
It hurts the case. Let's just say that. Because I'm sure a lot of guys are going to pretend they're into your art in an effort to bang you. And they'll be like, oh, what does this one mean? I see three droplets. Is that for the Holy Trinity?
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll be like, no, I guess I burst three capillaries.
But it isn't blood.
As the 14 pounds of cashew.
That's right. It's the oils.
Its way through my ass.
From the
Oh, that's cashew oil. Are you sure your intestines work?
When I went to the bathroom, I was so freaked out. When I.
Because that's like 1880s medicine where like you're eviscerated on the battlefield and then they just put like a vacuum tube between your two intestinal points. And then they're like, why did he die 2 weeks later?
This is the result of when I went to the bathroom.
There's no digestion. That's what that looks like. It's literally one in one end, out the other.
When I went to the bathroom, and normally I don't even talk about this stuff, but it was so peculiar that if it happens to someone else, I want them to know that they're going to live. Because when I wiped, it just looked like I cleaned the counter up from some Tang.
What it looks exactly like is if you're eating a really greasy beef burrito.
Yeah.
And the orange beef grease just dribbles out the other side.
Yeah, if you skim the top of your chili bowl.
Yes. That's exactly what it looks like. And that came out of you.
It did. For 3 days.
Wow. What? Were you?
At first, I thought I was dying.
Were you into the wild and you just had like cans?
Because last month, I was like peeing blood. You know what I mean? And I was just, but I
knew. This is to convince me that you're healthy, by the way.
Right. When when you were.
I love how you bust my balls because I have a cold. A lung infection.
Yeah,
once
and
a
no
year
proof.
That I check
but,
the doc
but when
out
I'm
for.
When I'm crapping,
you're like, you know, I'm the picture of health with my juice, and now, before I was peeing blood and crapping oil, like a poorly made robot.
There it is.
You're like a malfunctioning cyborg. You're like Bishop after the Queen alien guts
him. I just want people to know if you eat a lot of nuts, that can happen.
How much? I've eaten a lot of nuts before, and I've never...
I've eaten a lot of nuts, too. I don't know why. But they say, when I tried to Google it and when I tried to look it up, it says, and I'm a nurse, and I've seen all kinds of different stool and stuff. I mean, you were kind of grossed out by the colostomy, but I've done ileostomies and everything
how,
else.
How I long for that. How
but
naive
I, never,
I was.
I've never seen this.
No one has.
Yeah, so...
That's like the insides of Pandora. That's like staring at the Medusa. No one stared at that and walked away.
It's like, I shouldn't share it. Now, look, I'll never have another date.
Anyone well, now you have to send to it to show? Me to be the picture for the episode. I mean, it saves me time hunting for copywritten images that'll just get us in trouble anyhow.
We'll just call it art. If you don't look at it closely enough, you can't really tell what
it
is.
Oh, it's like the cover to Metallica's Load. You're just like, oh, what is that? And you're like, oh, it's a piece called Blood and Semen.
Oh, mm.
And if you didn't know that, you wouldn't feel like a mo just staring, like holding that album in your hands. Yeah. But the instant you actually buy that.
Yeah. And then you find out it's my poop.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I can call that poop. But I know I felt like I had to poop. And when I pooped, that's what happened. Thanks to cashews.
Jesus.
I eat a lot of cashews.
Look, cashews are delicious. I've never had anything. There's never been a droplet of
now
that.
Now I want to buy you some and then see if this will happen. But you have to eat them. You see what I'm saying? You have
I'll,
to do
I'll
it for
eat
the
free cashews. That's like, oh, here's the free Twix challenge. Sure. I'll...
That's right.
I think you're malfunctioning, though. Like,
one time I did think
that's so bizarre. It's like, oh, I ate this cheese and a marble fell out of my ass. I mean,
that's what I'm
not a metaphorical one, a literal shooter.
That's
one
what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Big ones.
It's like I ate Brussels sprouts. Now my butt's making Legos.
You've managed to, yeah, like transmogrify, like what the old alchemists said could be done, turning lead into
really,
gold.
It really felt like I went to the bathroom and then that. When you
so you actually felt it opening and like you felt the girth of something passing through because it's a very unmistakable feeling.
Well, I'll tell you this. The formed stuff was actually.
Did you feel a kinship with it like a child?
It looked like green moss.
So it was, there was actual material there just floating on this ocean.
No. That sank.
The green moss that came out of your butt. So you've turned a very light,
what everyone says,
hazelnut hued thing into green moss and orange oil.
I didn't. Now you have to eat cashews to see if it happens to you. You see what I'm saying?
That's like me eating a pizza and crapping a pigeon. It's not going to happen.
It does happen.
I'm not a healthy person, I don't think.
Yeah, I think if you eat a lot of them, I think if you eat a lot of pizza, you should suspect the pigeon could come out.
I hope get we have doctors listening who can tell you what's wrong with you.
Get the magician's hat ready. You're going to stun the crowd.
After the rabbit climbs out. For my next trick, moss and oil.
Seriously, it was 3 days. And it was, the thing is, it wasn't until the...
So you could do a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show. I'll call the Borgata.
I actually did watch this program on Houdini the other day. But here's the thing. Like,
did he eat a lot of nuts, too? Did he have, are you born into magic?
That's right. Seriously. Of all the things I've seen as a nurse, I've never seen this. And I didn't. And there actually isn't much information on it. Maybe the listeners can forward me something.
You think?
Of the bad things that
the average person doesn't take a wad of nuts and turn it into moss and oil, burrito grease?
But it was days like that. And then when I finally looked it up,
How long were you eating the cashews?
Well, I went to Costco.
You're going
to
tell me I had four cashews once and this came out.
And it was definitely the cashews.
Yeah, it's like that time I drank two bottles of Jameson's and I ate an oyster and then I got sick.
It's the same thing. Once I ate two M&M's and hamburger meat was just coming out. I went to Costco and I got this thing of cashews, but I also had some walnuts and I had some other nuts too, but I was just primarily eating the cashews.
If I had a triangle after you said I was eating some other nuts. Oh, ding, ding, ding.
I got you. Anyway.
Why don't we have one?
We should.
Morning Zoo back in effect. Hawaiian shirts, both of us.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Okay. That's how radio is meant to be done.
Hey, they moved all this stuff.
Oh, you're
anyway,
right.
So... But now I'd like you.
The impotent sound cover.
But see, here's the thing. Like, we've talked about this before. Like, a lot of times, like, I can go with my friends and they could say, oh, like, that food made me so sick. Everyone's ill. Everyone's dying. Everyone's got the squirts. And me, I'm like, fine. I'm like, we all ate the same thing and I'm fine. So my intestines don't really, I could eat a bunch of prunes and I could eat, you know, a bunch of spinach and a bunch of greens and drink apple juice and all that kind of stuff. And nothing really happens. Everything kind of stays the same, you know? But for whatever reasons, maybe it's because I'm over 40 that now my intestines are like, screw
you.
Hold
on. I want the boys.
We're passing this down.
The boys are now working it like a stubborn lawnmower. You're over 40 and crapping burrito grease and moss. Let them slow down. Or let lest an entire generation of American males be rendered sterile.
But seriously, I mean, anyone who's listening who's had this happen, if you've eaten a lot of cashews.
I mean, we have crickets listening to begin with, don't get me wrong, but no one listening has had this happen.
Are you sure?
We do. We have a strange amount of listeners. We have a couple thousand through more like radio and stuff like that.
But the thing is that when I tried to Google it and tried to look it up, there's just like a few little posts and they're independent posts, like somebody's independent question. But why isn't it on there like somebody, you know, some article like, hey, like I looked up the Sunchoke. It's called the Jerusalem artichoke. And I was looking up different fruits and vegetables, and I came across this one. Well, the sunchoke is not actually an artichoke, but it is a root-type vegetable, and it kind of works like a potato. But the
people... It's like a panda isn't a bear. It's more like a raccoon.
Exactly. Because it is.
Go
Those
on.
Things get in my trash all
Even
the
though
time.
It's called a panda bear, case closed.
Anyhow... So they were saying, like, there was a number of write-ups, and they were saying, like, hey, if you eat this, like, your intestines are going to explode. And some people were writing in and saying that if restaurants serve the sunchoke, which it is, they kind of, a lot of the recipes show
what
it,
is
like.
How is it different from an artichoke?
It doesn't look anything. It looks like ginger is how it looks.
That ugly little turd root?
Right. It looks like ginger, but it's actually called a sunchoke. There's several different names. And a lot of times people call them fartichokes.
It's pretty good. Not going to lie.
But this one guy who writes like, he's kind of like the guy that we don't like who does all those food exploration things or whatever. And he was saying that he deems it irresponsible for a restaurant to serve them because it's what it does to your intestines. Like... It's basically colon blow. You know, so here are all these different articles, and everybody's kind of saying the same thing. But when I looked up
what restaurants are serving it, though? I kind of want to go.
That's what I said. I was like, I want to.
Well, this is like the same. I've had a couple colon blast talks with friends that really sound like a glory hole thing.
Yeah.
I just mean like
Yeah.
Friends are like, oh, I took this supplement. I crap my brains out.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, you want to try it.
You tell me something's going to make me dump like a moose.
Yeah.
I'm on the, yeah, the next train to CVS. Yeah. I'm on Amazon.
How many did you eat? Because I'm like, going to double it.
How do you spell it? Yeah. And then same thing. I'm like, let's up this dose a little bit. Feeling a little clogged. And I have never had any kind of like explosive.
I never anything. Have either. Never. Now this, but I did read that the other people with this cashews thing who had eaten a lot of cashews.
Like, again, I've eaten entire Mr. Peanut cans full of cashews.
I have too. And I don't know why. If it was because I ate it. I was eating them over several days and then it just caught up with me or what. But I don't know. Like, you just have to get some and then you have to tell me what happened.
I mean, I would, except they're calorically high and I'm like really cut.
That's right.
I don't want to mess that up, Allison.
But I think
I've got an appearance to maintain for the listeners.
But these people, the few people that I read online, they just said that they just have like, you know, a few handfuls or whatever. And then they were like crippled, like their intestines, like it actually starts to work like a poison.
It sounds like they have a nut allergy.
That's what it sounds like, but they don't. They've eaten them a lot. I don't have any allergies. And that's what happened to me. But I'm telling you, when I went to, it was like this fluorescent orange, like my insides were turning into like alien goo or something. Like it really did freak me out for a while. And it took me a few minutes to kind of put the pieces together of what I was eating primarily.
Oh, really?
Because it's basically just juice.
To leap from I have ass cancer back to, oh, wait.
It must be the nuts.
Yeah.
Those pesky nuts.
Back to living under the power lines.
That's fine. Yeah, so now you know. Anyway.
Wow.
But, I mean, I was just saying, like, there's a wealth of information out there about, like, sunchokes or what prunes do or, you know, other things or fiber or bananas or apples.
Well, we all know what fiber does. And bananas, I'll tell the story that my dad told me one time. Yeah. He was on a merchant marine ship, and the guys they did a job for paid them. Every sailor got one bushel of bananas. And he said for 3 or 4 days, the ship was disgusting because every guy was skipping every meal and just eating bananas like a monkey.
Yeah.
And like practically defecating in their pants, just farting up a storm throughout the place. I know bananas wreck you. Cashews, though, you sound like you got some plumbing problems.
No, I mean, that's just what they say. I mean, you can look it up yourself. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, it's not all over the place, but the few places that I did find it, that's what they said. They're like,
this is like someone who reports missing time.
Yeah.
Their butt hurts. Yes. And they remember little beings with triangular faces and big black eyes.
So what you're saying is,
you found,
I put the pieces together.
Most
properly.
People look at you like you're crazy. But a couple people online have reported similar experiences.
They're like, yeah, my trash can's upside down too.
So when are you on Unsolved Mysteries? I guess that's the next question.
I mean, come on.
R.I.P. Robert Stack. I did a little kiss to the head.
But have you had something? You've told me several times, like you've been and you're like, man, something really wrecked me or whatever,
but it's usually something you'd expect, like I eat at a horrible Chinese buffet,
yeah,
and 30 seconds earlier they were dropping my sushi on the men's room floor.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. If I eat spinach smoothies in the morning,
when,
like,
have you
every
done
day
it? Oh, now.
No, so I've done it before. But I did start up again today. Yeah. And I'll have a very cool, like, loose, breezy Jerry Garcia of a dump every morning at the same time.
Every day.
Yeah, it's just unassuming. It's like, hey guys, you know, whenever you're ready, let's rock.
I don't know, but I don't usually have any kind of problems with going to the bathroom until now with this.
Bravo.
But in a sense,
who's a big girl now? Allison's a big girl.
But I mean, I think a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, if I mix alcohol with dairy, or if I have too much of this, or if I have too much of that, or whatever. But it's never affected me that way. I could eat, well, so I thought, nuts all day long. And you think, but apparently, yeah, they'll just give you the squirts and turn it orange. You'll get the orange squirts from cashews.
I don't like, again, how broad you are with that. You will get them. Apparently a couple other internet weirdos will get them.
But
the average person doesn't.
I mean, the proof is right there. I showed you the photograph.
I saw the pudding. I done saw where the proof was.
But now I want you to do it. And you, everyone out there, take the cashew challenge. Eat cashews till.
Hold on. I'm going to write down hashtag cashew challenge.
That's right. And you guys out there, just eat a
I'm
bunch of cashews.
I'm experimenting, by the way, with hashtags. This is going to be the new thing for Papa's Basement.
I got you.
My just listless Twitter followers, eight of whom actually interact with me.
That's right. Well, I can
four
tell you
of them listen to the show.
I have another challenge for you because I think I've told this story before.
Move out of my mom's house? Never.
No.
Oh, thank God.
But I was working with a toddler and I had this. She was, I guess, right around two. So that's right around the potty, you know, when you're potty training and all that.
Where were you both working together, by the way?
Well, she was a colleague.
Okay. I'm saying, which of your jobs hired?
A toddler?
Yeah. There's laws.
There isn't.
This isn't Ireland.
She's very...
During the famine.
She's very mature for her age.
Okay. Why don't you feed her the cashews, by the way?
Anyhow, we were at Dulles Town Center, and I went to change her diaper in the bathroom. And when I peeled back her diaper, her poop, no joke, was the color of your water bottle right there. Like this bright turquoise.
That is
turquoise-y.
An aquamarine, yeah.
Yeah. It was just, it was like I wanted to turn off the lights to see if it would glow in the dark. That's how crazy. It just looked like Play-Doh.
Kids can take some crazy dumps. I told you, I took one
Listen,
that was
I've
like
worked
silver
with kids.
And orange.
Yeah, but I work with kids, and a lot of times if they eat glitter.
It looked like I ate a Cincinnati Bengals helmet. It was disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know that, and I know what goes in has to come out. So you find marbles and buttons and jacks and half a crayons or whatever, but I've never seen... All of the poop. It wasn't even mixed with any brown or any other matter. It would just look like a can of Play-Doh. And someone did the
no,
Play-Doh
it's weird.
Squeeze.
It's like a litter of kittens and one of them's just albino.
So
like you'll have four normal dumps, this thing, and then normal dumps the rest of your life too after that.
But I asked
Unless
her
you're
mom,
Allison, in which case you have oil and spinach.
Which was crazy. I mean... But other people reported the same things, though.
Oh, aquamarine poop?
No, so this... I
think you're on like a message board called like wepoopthis.com.
I don't even want to look at that. There actually is sites for that where you can just rate my poop or whatever.
Dude, there's a guy, Derek something or other. I think at Derek7112, 712 on Twitter. And for months, this dude would just at me, not like a broad tweet, just at Papa's Basement. Here's what I did today. And it was just this crap over and over. And it was kind of weird, but I laughed for the most part. Like, I felt vaguely special. But he stopped doing that. I was actually like, is Derek okay?
Yeah.
He is. He's like a sailor now or something like that. So I guess they would like tweet his feces from the battleship.
Sailor in space?
No, like actually defending our country.
Oh, good. So we're safe.
That's what He was always prompt with delivering that to me, so.
Anyhow, I sent a text to her mom right away, and I said, hey, is she taking any medications or anything like that? Are you pausing?
Yeah.
Okay.
If only my customers knew what I was discussing 10 seconds before I picked up the phone
for them. I know, right? So anyhow, I asked her mom if she was taking any medications or had she eaten anything unusual.
Being force-fed any plastics.
Yes, exactly. And she said, no, I don't know what. And she goes, you know what? Yesterday, she ate a bunch of fruit roll-ups, and they were that color.
Now, that's a challenge
now,
I want to take.
Exactly. Now, I would love for you to do that and see if you
What's
could
What's weird,
get...
though, is they were orange fruit roll-ups, and they came out.
That's right. I mean, yeah, but, I mean, for things like that... I mean, I don't know that would work on me, but that's why you're here. I mean, I'm surprised the cashews did that.
What am I here? Am I putting on like a jeweler's monocle and some tweezers and sifting through it? What?
I think the magic. I didn't need tweezers or anything to see what happened to me after some cashews. So, I mean, it just.
Have you mailed that photo to me, by the way, yet?
Yeah, I will.
Please do.
But they were saying with these Jerusalem artichokes that they're known for causing bowel busting terror. Like, I get sweaty just thinking about it. But that's never
I wish we were
happening.
In a visual medium because I did a great, like, understated Johnny Carson thing right there.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness. So, there you go.
I feel like the great one listening to Ed talk about his dumps.
But most of the time for myself, like, if I were to participate in anything like that, it would come up, like, ineffective or no results or nothing unusual because nothing really does that for me. Even seemingly tainted food where all of my friends have gotten
ill.
All right,
you're a goat. I get it.
No, except for this cashew thing, which I thought for a second that I might be dying or something. Like, my insides were just turning to...
Can we talk about your teeth? Liquid. Something that where you actually are dying, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad, too. The tooth just fell out of my head. Just skip it along.
As long as I've known Allison.
Yeah.
She's had tooth stuff going on.
Right.
A while ago, you had, like, your canines yanked, or what did they...
Right.
You have, like, 52 teeth, like a shark. So they pulled, like, seven.
That's right.
And then they rubber banded it into a human smile.
Right. Exactly.
And that's why you can take all your jug pictures with smiles now on Facebook.
That's right.
And you hit me up the other
before
day.
Before, my teeth were just hanging out like bathroom tiles. Piano keys, busted.
Just
piano
look up
keys.
Simpsons Big Book of British Smiles. And you looked like the final page that they showed Lisa.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I gotcha. Anyway. So if you want to see, here's the tooth that fell out.
Oh, no. I'll hold it if you want. You just sent me a picture. And
there
it was like, it was a molar. Yeah, the top of a molar. Put it on my hand. I'm holding her tooth right now. It's the top of a molar.
Yeah.
It's got a silver rim. So what? This was a cap to begin with, I take it?
It's a crown.
A crown.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, it looks like the bottom of a dirty pool. And then there's like filling on top of it.
Well, that's me. That was the adhesive where I tried to glue it back in myself.
Wow. You got balls, kid. You really were not raised by Maria the Fearful at all.
Well,
because I would be convinced if glue touched my lips, I'd go into like septic shock.
It was recommended by the dentist because I told my dentist about
really?
My dad. Yeah, which we've talked about that before. My dad
Nick
lost
Riviera,
a crown.
DDS.
And my dad put super glue in his mouth. And when he went back to the dentist, he was like, nice glue job, Bob.
Wow.
And so.
Here's your tooth, by the way.
And so when the dentist glued it back in.
My hand doesn't smell.
No. I mean, I take good care of my teeth even better when they're in this envelope. But here it is right here. That's the stuff. I mean, it's for your mouth. And my dentist is the one that said...
You made it sound like you got like epoxy from Lowe's.
No, I'm smart. I don't want to make myself toxic.
Denti-temp.
Yeah.
God forbid you think you can actually do it on your own.
I know. Well, it did work. It actually... I glued it back in and it lasted like...
How long?
I think 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it again?
Well, I tried to.
Did you run out of room? Was that denti temp?
Yeah, a little bit.
On the inside?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I tried to again, but the thing is that the tooth is sensitive and it does not feel good. And the dentist said I was going to need surgery. So for me to just keep gluing over it as a nurse, I know better.
Well, like I thought you had kind of a normal, I didn't realize the back of your mouth was so jacked up.
The back of my mouth is fine. It's just in one place.
No.
Yes.
Like the whole lower passenger
I'm
side.
I'm never going to get a date again. Ever.
You're fine. He didn't say your nipples fell out. You're fine.
Are her breasts all right?
Yeah. They were obliterated.
That's right. Oh, goodness.
Whole lower passenger side of your twofers.
Yeah.
It's, if you ever seen Skyfall.
Oh, really? Here we go.
It's like when Javier Bardem is like, let me show you what cyanide does to the, and then he pulls out, I didn't realize there was like an entire ocular lobe prosthesis.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of clown car action was that? Like he like detaches one tooth and suddenly he's like pulling his skull out of his nose. He's like, look at me, mother.
I had a patient and she had a prosthetic nose, but she refused to wear it. And I'm telling you.
Oh, that's nice.
She wouldn't even put like a pirate patch over it. Or anything.
I'm glad she's cool with it and we should be too.
It was hideous. I mean, you just had these.
Really? You think?
She just had these two huge holes in her face.
She's literally Skeletor.
But listen, Not only that, but she was from the hills, from the country where they don't have plumbing and everything. And she would sit there and literally pick her sinuses. You just see her and she lost a finger in the hole in the front of her face. She's disgusting. Oh, yeah. It was pretty nasty.
I don't have much to say to that.
No, it was really gross. And she was always complaining. It's like, she's the one that was, you know, she was, oh, my poor stomach. Talking about how hungry she was. And when
when your nose is gone.
Yeah.
How
do you wear glasses?
How for an instant, you wear goggles, by the way. Problem solved. For an instant of any part of the day.
Yeah.
Does your thought process drift from, I don't have an effing nose?
I mean, for her, I'm sure it's like anything
else. Was she born without it? Or did like a coyote get it?
Her dog.
Really? Like, seriously? Okay. I mean, what happened?
I think it was skin cancer. And it just ate her face.
Oh, well, suddenly this isn't so funny.
No, I don't really remember what it was. I do think that she might have had a melanoma or something and had to have it removed. Kind of what's going to happen to my tooth if I don't take care of it.
Yeah, you really do have like three little black stumps.
I mean, they look like that, but those are just fillings. I mean, all of my teeth have fillings.
I feel bad making fun.
Yeah.
Because I've always been lucky other than the time I cracked out my front tooth on a treadmill like an idiot.
Yeah.
I've had good teethers. Like my mom has the mouth rot that you have. And she always blamed breastfeeding Will for like the first 19 years of his life.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
I guess, 3 years or something? 2.5.
I mean, every time he tells it what it is or whatever, she likes to make it seem like he was 2 years and 36 months.
Yeah. She loves to minimize it. Like, you're making such a big deal. He was under 3 by 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and it's like you knock them off at one. Yeah. The fact she let it go beyond one is just creepy.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones when they're in the Sky Tower or whatever. And that like 14-year-old's like putting out the cigarette. Mom, bring him over.
It's not good. I mean, even that's the thing. Like I've done, we talked about this, the La Leche League and me doing, you know, the coaching and stuff like that. But even the La Leche League, which promotes breastfeeding, they'll tell you, yeah, it's best for your newborn if you can to breastfeed them. But after a certain age, they aren't getting the nourishment that they need. So really, they need supplements. They need food. But they would have you, even though they say that.
So she's like grinding up a vitamin on her nip?
So I'm saying, like, they would have you breastfeed your kids till they go to college. But they would tell you, hey, he's going to need a burger.
Well, there was
he's
going
to need something else.
Really disturbing cover time, I want to say, what, 18 months ago?
Yeah.
There's that lithe blonde MILF. Yeah. And then it literally looked like Dennis the Menace sucking on her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think
that's
she needed
too far.
He was just standing.
Yeah.
She didn't even have to hunch over.
Yeah.
He was just like, it's cool, I got this, Mom. I'll pull down your top for you.
It's age appropriate, and you can't, beyond that, if you are breastfeeding, they talk about the bond and all these things that it creates, but really, the kid needs food. You're going to have to get some kicks. You're going to have to get some fruits and vegetables because they can't live on breast milk. You can't live on breast milk now, you know what I'm saying? You just can't. So they kind of contradict
themselves. I want to try.
He's just got cereal crumbs and his wife's teat.
Fresh from the tap. I want to try so hard. My teeth are bent in like a lamprey.
This is horrible. This is not good. I know a lot of husbands who have tried it.
Really?
Breast milk, yeah. And I actually
literally the only time I had it as a kid, I was old because I remember trying it. Like Will was 2-something.
Yeah.
So I was probably 4. And my mom was just like, you want to give it a try? And I was like, yeah, what the who's it? And I gave it a whack for like 3 seconds. I was like, oh, I'm going to go back to the nuggets and the macaroni and cheese. Thanks, though. Your ace is in my book, Mom.
That's disgusting.
It's a little weird. It's how things were done in that household.
This is not good. Yeah, it's really bad. I don't know.
Is that Morse for it's really bad?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Look, in all seriousness, what are you out for your mouth? You said like $9,000 at the end of the day,
right? Yeah, correct.
Right?
Yep, that's right. $9,000.
Can I want to help you and set up a PayPal?
Right.
But I also want to play video games. Can you set up the PayPal with the donation link and we just keep it as like a sticky post on the front of the website for a while?
You'll have to do that. I just can't even do it.
So I have to do everything to help you with your damn mouth.
Yeah, and it's funny. I think if you put up a link like help Allison get new breast implants or help Allison get new teeth implants, which one you think is going to fill up
faster? How about we do tooth donation, but you go down on them while you still just got the gummers?
Right now he's...
You're like, while we're making lemonade out of lemons. Huh? I did the old blowy with the tongue in the cheek right there.
Yeah.
Taste the sound and give it away.
Oh, my.
No, we need to do that, though, because you've kind of, in some ways at least, become the face of Papa's Basement when you whore yourself on Tinder for me.
Which is over.
What is great.
The Tinder cow fizzled.
You need to get back on that. You need to get on something because my numbers are down. Anytime guys aren't trying to impress you by being like, I listen to your crap show, it hurts my downloads.
I'll see what
and
I
And then
can
I hurt you.
Yeah.
No, you need to get on that.
Listen, I'm hurting bad enough. I got my tooth in an envelope.
Yeah, really. Like some war criminal.
Somebody said, I guess 40.
This one tried to organize camp against me.
They were like, I guess 40's the new 60. I was like, yeah, that's cheering me right up. I guess you're right. Yep.
So, I don't remember what I was going to talk about, if we're going to be completely honest. I was going to talk about your teeth.
Yeah.
Making the PayPal link.
Yeah.
How I'd like to do that.
Yeah, you should. Because $9,000, that's a lot.
I like that we seriously had a talk the other day.
About?
You're like, look, I enjoy passing out your cards.
Yes. Yeah.
But we're going to have to change the design. And naively, I'm like, what do you want the design to be, Allison? You're like,
I said, if you want men to
sex sells.
That's what you said.
I just want me in a tank top. I want them out on display. That'll get you listeners.
Oh, goodness. This was your brainchild from the beginning with Twitter.
You seem to have raised it pretty well, though. It's now a brain man in your head.
Well, the thing about it is like, if you're going to put those cards down, guys are not going to pick them up with a clown on it. But when you hand
all the clown cards that I left in the main room right there, they're gone.
Yeah, they're probably popular. Threw them in the trash.
No, because my comics cards, thespookies.com, those are all leftovers.
I gotcha.
The Spookies comics, sorry. We have the longest damn URL in history.
Yeah.
Soon it's going to be the Spookies comic written by John and his friend Jerry using the weird alias of the day.com.
What's wrong with that?
You're right, it just rolls off the tongue.
But if you want the cards to move and you want people to pick them up, then that's what you'll have to do.
I don't want people to think it's like a sex show.
Huh?
I want them to come for the laughter, and everyone knows clowns are funny.
Yeah, they know clowns are funny. So that's why it works when you're handing them out, which I have done, you know, when I've been waiting for an oil change or I talk to people. It has nothing to do with me on there. So I give them out, and I tell them about the show. But if you want people to pick them up, you're going to need something that makes them pick them up. You see what I'm saying?
Then your jugs will do that.
Yeah.
Because it isn't your smile anymore.
My jugs seem to move things. People seem to like them, is what I'm saying. Even women. I get these things. I get inbox on Facebook and Twitter. People send me inboxes, and they're like, hey, are those real? What can I do? What kind of bra are you wearing?
What can I do? Yeah. All right, take a deep breath, put your thumb in your mouth, and blow real hard.
Or sleep next to a fan. One of my patients did do that. They came to the free medical clinic and they said, one of my breasts is swollen and I think it's because I've been sleeping in front of the fan. And I said, I know a lot of flat-chested women who would go and buy box fans today.
They'd buy one for either side. That's what you should have told her.
I was like, it's not from your fan, lady. Nice try.
Well, I think between you sexing everything up with your rotting teeth, pooping oil, and wanting your jugs out after you've bragged about doing those first two. I think we can bring this one home.
Is that right?
I think we're done. That's what the song means.
All right.
The song is Spanish for we're done.
Oh, I gotcha.
The international language.
Well, as long as we made
our
time.
None of that was funny. None of it made sense. Just tumbled out of my mouth, and I was like, where is this going to go? Nowhere funny is the answer.
Oh.
You've made it through Papa's basement.
Ta-da.
Good for you. Good for us. I'm John Papagiorgio. That's Allison Frank. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for episodes of the show every Monday, every Thursday, as well as the iTunes subscription link. Please see, I'm faking, Allison.
I gotcha.
That's all for show.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Please subscribe to the iTunes link that is on that site. And while you're at it, while you're a page visiting Mother F, don't lick your lips like that. It's so creepy. Go to pfpod.com. That's the football show I do with my buddy Howard, weekly podcast. It's dirty, unlike this one, because I got Charlie Church sitting across from me for this show. That one's dirty as hell. Also, check out a comic I do with my buddy Jerry, thespookiescomic.com.
I gotcha. Is it really dirty? Dirty football?
Oh, the football show is like F left and right.
Oh, I gotcha.
I tried to make it clean. And he's like, what? That's our selling point. Who am I to argue?
I gotcha.
We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm